China just had a democratic vote, at least at one university. Sun Yat-sen University in Guangzhou held a student body election yesterday, and all the students could vote. That's the first time that's happened in decades in China. Usually, only members of the Communist Party Youth League can vote. As the World's Mary Kay Magstead reports, students found out what goes into winning public office.
Sun Yat-sen was the founder of modern China, the man who brought down the last emperor and helped introduce modern ideas. The university named after him has just staged a little revolution of its own. This was the sound of a debate among four candidates vying to become student body president. Yesterday, students voted, a 61% turnout of the university's 33,000 students. The winning candidate used a cartoon cow to represent himself, saying, like an ox, he'd be hardworking and would sacrifice for others. This was the first time in decades that a Chinese university allowed all of its students to vote in such an election. Up until now, it's only been members of the Chinese Communist Party Youth League who could vote. When the campaigning started last month, the campus website revved up interest by saying, "Today, you get a chance to become the Hillary of your university or to choose the Obama of your heart." The U.S. election seems to have made a deep impression on many students here, like Liang Gonghui, who studies geography information systems.
When Obama was competing with Hillary, I feel really astonished that in America, women can run for president election. And I used to watch a movie, and there was a black man as U.S. president in the movie, and now it became true. So I felt it's really fresh to me and really astonished.
Another student, Huan Min, says she also followed the U.S. campaign closely, all 20 months of it. She's a junior, majoring in chemical biology.
It took a large amount of money and a long period of time. So it is not only a big event in the United States itself, it also exerts great influence on the globe. And I think seldom event can have such great influence.
Do you think in the future, maybe in your lifetime, China will have something like that?
Oh, I hope so.
Do you think soon?
No, not very soon, because, you know, our nation is too large, and I think some old norms are really hard to break. Perhaps from now on, we can have a little change, just from the start of the student union direct election.
And there were signs, even in this election, that change comes slowly. When a local Chinese newspaper picked up the story, and some international media took it from there, local officials apparently got spooked. One student election organizer told me they were told not to speak to journalists anymore. So when I showed up for the debate, I was politely turned away.
Why is it that you don't want outside
journalists? Because we have rules. No other media.
Why that rule?
I'm not sure. I'm just a member of the student union.
A teacher pulled her aside and told her to make sure the foreign journalist didn't talk to the candidates or to the organizers. He said Voice of America has already done a story on this, and the school was getting too much attention. Democracy remains a touchy subject in China. The word comes up more often these days in the speeches of top leaders, but it's usually in the context of advocating that leaders of the one-party state be responsive to public concerns, not that they put themselves out there for a thumbs up or thumbs down from the masses. So a direct election for student body president may not matter much anywhere else, but here it might give people ideas. It seems it already has. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Guangzhou, China.